Germany holds its election next month. Chancellor Angela Merkel and her Christian Democrats are leading in the polls in her bid for a fourth term. After Germany, the next big European country to hold elections will be Italy sometime next year. The country's Democratic Party holds power right now, even though its leader, Matteo Renzi, resigned as prime minister last year. And the elections matter outside Italy's borders, in part because Italy holds more than $2 trillion of debt and has high unemployment. Joining us now is Rob Dallamonte, a professor of political science at the Luiss School of Government in Rome. He's with us on Skype. Professor, what's at stake in the next Italian election?
Well, basically the governance of the country and this political stability of Italy, and therefore the financial stability of the euro, because as you pointed out, Italy is a country which is a huge public debt. We're talking about 2 trillion and 200 billion euros, which is basically $2.5 trillion. So it's huge. Italy is no Greece, is no Portugal. So, and with a debt of that sort, you know, political instability in Italy is a trap. And so this is what's at stake. You know, what kind of government will come out of this election? And the prospects, I must say, are not that good.
Well, tell us a little bit about the prospects. I mean, what are the parties that are competing here?
Correct. Let me put it this way. Today, there are two parties that are between 25 and 30% of the votes. One is Mr. Renzi Party, the Democratic Party, and the second one is the party of the comedian, Mr. Grillo, which is called the Five Star Movement.
And when you say comedian, what do you mean by that?
I mean that he's actually a professional comedian.
Oh. this
professional comedian has created the party, and he has transformed this political movement. He doesn't call it a party. He calls it a movement, and he has transformed this political movement in what it is today, probably the largest political force in Italy. Polls, you know, they're not reliable 100%, but as I say, this political movement, the Five Star, the comedian party, the name is Grillo. Grillo is the name of the comedian. Mr. Grillo party today is estimated between 25 and 30% of the votes. And also Mr. Renzi party is estimated to 25, 30% of the votes. So either one is the largest, at this stage, the largest political movement in the country.
Well, how is the migrant issue playing into this? Because we know that migrants are still arriving on the shores of Italy, and it's become a big political issue.
It's the biggest political issue today. I have to tell you that in the last month, the flow of migrants has slowed down significantly. We got very scared a month ago because in a single day, in 24 hours, 12,000 migrants reached the shores of southern Italy. That's when it was a big alarm. Since then, the government has been acting on different levels, both at the European level, domestically, and also with Libya. Whatever government there is today in Libya. The fact is that now the flow of migrants in the last 3 or 4 weeks has lowered down considerably. So the fear is now less than it was 3 or 4 weeks ago, but the issue is still there. It could explode again dramatically anytime, and it could play a big role in the next election.
So, Rob Dallamonte, let me just ask you one more question. If Americans are listening to this and they're interested in what's happening in Italian politics, why does it matter on this side of the Atlantic what happens in the elections?
Well, I think Americans love Italy. Don't you think so?
Yes, I think that's definitely the case.
Yeah, Americans love Italy. There are many Americans who have their roots in Italy, and particularly not only in the South, but many of them in the South. So Italy is looked upon with sympathy and concern. But also, as I said, Italy, never forget, Italy is the second largest industrial economy in Europe after Germany. and it comes ahead of France and Britain and Spain, of course. So in spite of all its problems, in spite of the huge debt that Italy has, Italy is a major player in the world economy. And that's why the other reason that Italy is followed with great attention, what happens here.
That's Rob Dallamonte, who is a professor of political science at LUIS in Rome. Professor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for getting in touch. Have a nice day.